This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, you guys, this is the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. Welcome on this wonderful Saturday. Tom's just finishing up a Facebook Live, which is hilarious, as usual. And he'll come in here in just a second. But we got a great show for you today, and I'm really excited. And here he comes. He's going to make it. Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Holy cow. I cannot believe it. I didn't have any idea, man. I thought it was like quarter to two.
I was trying to run out there, but I had the headset on.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, everybody. This is live radio, so there are no soft breaks. If this were a podcast or a Facebook Live or a Zoom or anything else that everybody else has me thinking I should have, because then I wouldn't have commercials.
Right.
This is live radio. These are hard stops, and this is what you deal with. And you know what? That's what I love about it. So I'm going to kind of apologize to everybody, but I'm also going to tell you, it's great to be alive. And you know who's mad at us is our sponsors.
What?
Except we don't have any, because I won't let anybody advertise on this show. You know, obviously the network, the great Ted Anderson and the Genesis Communications Network, which is incredible, 500 stations all over the world. They put all the ads in this show, and they ask me all the time if I want any ads or I want to sell any ads, and I say no. And the reason is because I don't ever want any of you guys thinking I'm selling myself to anything. So I get to say whatever I want on this show without really worrying about anybody getting mad at me, because we own the time, we own the show, we aren't a hostage to anybody. So you don't have to worry about us being Democratic or Republican, Catholic or Muslim, any of that stuff. We're just bunch of misfits having some fun for an hour every Sunday or whatever, Saturday. All right, so Tony Cannulli's with us and Kevin Grimes with us. I forgot to put Kevin Grimes in the email, and Kevin, Tony Cannulli's all mad at me, and he's texting me in the middle of my Facebook Live, which was hilarious. So I said Kevin Grimes' name like 50 times on there. So if Kevin Grimes is listening, be sure to watch the Facebook Live, because you are so famous, it's unbelievable, and you got double the advertising for your lack of money. So hello there, Tony Cannulli. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Tom. You know, you're the only guy I know that can be late for his own show.
Oh, I know it. It's awesome. So here's the deal. But I'm not late for this Bitcoin run, man. You and all your pontificators, man, you guys are lighting up the board talking about Bitcoin and MLM and all that jazz. We've got Kevin Grimes in here too, which is exciting. Let's talk. I know you guys have a million things you want to talk about. Let's talk about that out of the gate. My premise, same premise I've had the whole time. Buy the Bitcoin all you want. The cool thing about it is you can buy $50 worth of it. Do not put a penny into it that you can't afford to lose at all. The minute your investment doubles, like Marianne Niehaus, she bought $500 worth. I told her to buy it at $4,000. She finally bought it at $8,000. She sold half of it at $16,000. She bought Ether with it, the whatever you call it. So now she's invested in that. She's going to wait till that doubles, and then she's just playing on the house's money, which is what I want everybody doing. And then on the other side of the coin, the MLM Bitcoin things and the ICOs, the MLM, anything to do with all this stuff, I strongly recommend that you stay away from all of them until the feds endorse it. And I think that will be the fifth of never. What do you think, Tony and Kevin?
Well, first of all, you know, and Kevin can talk a little bit about this. The reality is that it's never going to happen, because, you know, you have to be a licensed investor. You know, it has to be a licensed security. You have to selling licensed securities, as you know, Tom, very well with your background. And maybe there'll be a company that launches an MLM like a Prime America, for instance, that actually licenses people to do that. But at this stage of the game, it's not the case. I just got a message from a friend of mine yesterday, and he's all excited about this U.S. high tech, and he's thinking about putting in $75,000. And I'm like, oh, please don't. It's a crazy thing we're seeing. We have been promoting and talking about being careful, warning people of what's really going on out there. And it's crazy, because some of their friends get excited because they buy Bitcoin like Marianne did, and they think, oh, my gosh, it must be good if we do it in MLM. And that is just not the case. And, Kevin, what would you like to add on that? I know you and I have had many conversations on the whole crypto space here. We had the show with Kevin Thompson and yourself here just a few weeks ago, which has gotten a lot of traction out there amongst the insiders in the space. What would you like to add to that?
Yeah. Well, I think I would start with the, well, let's be careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. This kind of reminds me of what happened in Taiwan back in the 90s. Back in the 90s, binary compensation plans launched, several companies exploded. And what happened in Taiwan, maybe you guys remember this, was that really kind of in the late 90s, every single pyramid that launched in Taiwan did so, under the guise of being a binary MLM. And the response of the Taiwanese FTC was to stop licensing any and all MLMs. No more licenses were forthcoming from the Ministry of Trade. And, because they couldn't get their arms around what was going on. Does that mean that every binary was a pyramid? Well, of course not. But the reality was every single pyramid was painting itself as a binary MLM. To me, there's some parallels here. We've seen a couple things come out of the SEC this week. We've seen the statement on cryptocurrencies and initial coin offerings from the chairman. We've seen the press release about Munchie, stopping that California-based company from issuing tokens and kind of a ICO. Finally, and of course, the regulatory community, the laws always lag behind technology. It's always been that way, and it always will be. But obviously, as to say that cryptocurrency and the issues, the legal and regulatory issues surrounding cryptocurrency are huge would be the understatement of the year. But we're starting to see the SEC get some information out. So, let's, like we did in our last conversation, let's talk about cryptocurrencies. Let's talk about ICOs as securities. Again, the statement from the chairman, he indicated, there's certainly some potential situations where ICOs or the offer of certain tokens won't be securities. It depends upon all the facts and circumstances surrounding them. A mutual fund, there's no debate that a mutual fund is a security. Some of them are great investment vehicles. Some of them are lousy investment vehicles. What makes a great one or a lousy one depends on a lot of factors, the manager, the sector they're in, what's happening, in the market, et cetera. Does that mean that mutual funds are a bad idea? Does that mean that they're illegal? No. They're an investment, and all investments have risk. Sometimes people win. The secret of my investing success has been to buy high and sell low. But, they have risk, but as long – we can't protect people, and the SEC doesn't try to protect people from risk. They try to protect people from scams and shysters and lack of adequate information with which to make an informed decision. And so I think if we see cryptocurrency MLMs that are complying with securities laws, that are complying with the FTC's requirements regarding MLM, regarding customer sales, customer acquisition, I think the potential is there for a cryptocurrency MLM to be legitimate. Now, again, can we tell people that there's no risk? Well, of course not. Nobody could. There's absolutely risk, as there is, with any type of investment.
Well, good. We get to disagree. Here's
absolutely, Tommy. And I thought Kevin Thompson.
The good news
is
everybody.
Oh, go ahead.
Everybody believes that they're buying Bitcoin with a Bitcoin MLM. And what you're trying to say, and I understand, is of course you could structure it so they're having an educational program, paying commissions on the educational program with full and fair disclosure. And then they're going out and buying the Bitcoin as a result of the success of the educational program. The only problem with that, in my opinion, is when this thing finally cracks, all those widows and orphans are going to say, I thought I was buying Bitcoin. So that's my only worry spot on that, sir. And that was respectfully said. You're the attorney, and you're also the one with the IQ. That's just me being paranoid because I care about those little widows and orphans. So thank you.
No, your point is absolutely valid. In fact, just to go back to the show we did a couple of weeks ago, I thought the points you and Kevin and Tony made were absolutely spot on, and I didn't disagree with anything that was said. I just want to, make the point that I think, some people in the industry are maybe taking the position that, hey, there's no way under the sun that the marriage of cryptocurrency, anything related to cryptocurrency, whether we're talking about the purchase and sales of specific cryptocurrencies, the mining of cryptocurrencies, trading platforms, it seems like some people are taking the position there's no way that the marriage of those two things could ever be legal. And I don't think that's accurate. I think as long as there's complete legal and regulatory compliance, that the potential is there. But again, to your point, that doesn't mean that the risks associated with purchasing or investing cryptocurrencies or cryptocurrency related services goes away. I absolutely agree that the risk is omnipresent.
Yeah, and you're 1,000% right, man. And I want it to happen, but I'll tell you, all the listeners, just remember, it isn't your money. I was at the head of the Titanic. I was at the top of a company that went out of business. And I am telling you, it is when you do that and a company goes out of business with you being your team is your company. So when it goes out of business, I promise you, even though I had nothing to do with it, I'll never forget Troy Dooley calling me out right on this radio show saying, Tom, you should have seen the Titanic headed for that iceberg. And I said, I did. I just couldn't turn it. And he said, that's on you. And it broke my heart because he was probably right. And the best way not to get in that problem is not to get on the Titanic. Pick a boat in smoother water. That's all I'm saying. Are we out of
time? That's exactly right. But, Tom, in the 90s, I was with Quorum International. And at the very end of that, we saw the writing on the wall. It was very clear that company was going sideways. And I made the hardest decision I ever made in my life. My check was down to about $10,000 a month from what it was. And I knew it was going under, and I made the decision to resign, and I warned all my leaders what was happening. Now, some of those people hated me because of that. Some of those people loved me because I cared enough to do it. And I'll tell you, it was the toughest decision I ever made in my life. And so I understand what that's like when people are in that situation. The thing that concerns me in the crypto now is this one company, USI, that's out there that I'm looking into heavily. And people are investing thousands, tens and tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars right now. And they have a couple of letters.
We're going straight to a break right now, so we're going to come back right after this. It's Tom Chenault. It's Kevin Grimes, Kevin Grimes, Kevin Grimes, Tony Cannulli, and Marianne Newhouse.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Tony Cannulli. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's Kevin Grimes. We were talking cryptocurrency. Kevin, I know you have a million things on your plate. I know we've rode this crypto horse pretty hard. What else is out there you want to talk about, think about, talk about before we get Doris Wood on here for a few minutes?
Oh, wow. Richard Brooke just put up a really interesting blog. Was that today or was that yesterday?
It was yesterday. He's going to do a big Facebook Live tomorrow night. But, yeah, I thought it was compelling, and I think he hit the nail on the head, and he's actually tomorrow going to announce something far deeper, which is pretty cool. So that should be interesting to watch. And it's all about compliance and integrity and, you know, not bull crudding people. That's the, you know, when you're on the radio, you can't cuss. So, yeah, it's just, sorry. You know, these business development agreements and upfront money and all the stuff people do, but they don't disclose. I don't care if you get the money as long as you're upfront and you say, I got the money. And, you know, whether it's Randy Gage saying, I've never taken a nickel in my life, but I got a promotional deal. Or, and I'd heard that's true. I don't know if that's true, you know, to set his business up. So I don't want to say that's literally 100% true. But, you know, it's just everybody just splits hairs. Just tell the truth as fast as you can, man. They gave me some money to launch my business when I left my company to start this new one. And I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be doing some traveling. They gave me a travel budget. That's what it was. And go there instead of just act like it didn't happen. It just makes sense to me. Does it to you, Kevin?
It does. You mentioned something that you said Richard's going to be talking about, and that's compliance. And you know, when we talk about compliance, you know, it seems like 98% of the time we're talking about corporate compliance. You know, what the company needs to do to ensure that its compensation plan, you know, doesn't step on any regulatory landmines, to make sure that its product claims are appropriate. You know, distributor compliance kind of gets, you know, a nod, But I'm kind of curious as to, you know, from where you guys are sitting in terms of the, you know, the catbird seat of the industry, you know, where do you think companies and specifically, you know, CEOs' heads are with respect to distributor compliance, really? Do you think most companies are really serious about it, or do you think it's just kind of a nudge, nudge, wink, wink? Yeah, we have to publicly acknowledge it, but we're certainly not really going to do anything with it. What do you guys think?
Having been on the John Oliver show, my company being on the John Oliver show, and having my my wife's name on Tina.org as a result of that show, and listening to my company, you know, basically say those that was they were, I don't want to say anything rotten here. Basically, I think my company, and I think most companies, have really, really clamped down on the income claims and the product claims. And I think they've done it to a point where they've almost said those people making those claims are pretty much on their own. So it's distributor beware and don't be saying that. And so I think that all this stuff really helped the profession with Vima, with, you know, and it's terrible that that happened, and with Herbalife, terrible it happened, with Tuna.org and all that stuff. I think it just scared almost all of us straight, and I think we needed to be scared straight. How about you, Tony?
I do. And we still see it, you know, and this is a real great point you make, and I know Richard talked about it in his blog. He even showed some examples of one company, World, that's out there. It's a massive income claims everywhere you look. And I, here's what I can say with that, Tom. Anybody listening to this, if you see those, that is a clue. That company most likely will not be around. That's just the truth, the hard truth of what we find. That behavior is not moving forward with the new regulatory environment that we're in, Tom. It's just not going to happen.
And Richard called out that a couple of people on that post, which was astounding. And one of them had called me on the phone and said some crazy stuff to me. He actually said it to me on Facebook Messenger. And I was so shocked at what he wrote that it couldn't be true. So I called somebody from his company that was very, very high up. And I said, is this guy really making this kind of dough? And da-da-da-da-da. And they said, oh, yeah, he's a rock star in our company, and he's the real deal. But I'm telling you, I still don't believe you should be saying that stuff, because I think it's dangerous. So, yeah, that's my stand on that.
It's not good. I have a friend of mine, Michael Zappia, who's an industry professional, and he's been pointing out some things over there, and it's just atrocious what's going on. And, you know, you're right, though, after the Vima and Herbalife, you know, issues that came up with the FTC, a lot of companies, I've had a lot of conversations with company owners in the last year, and they are getting more concerned with it, Kevin. They really are, and they need to be. They need to be more concerned about it, and that absolutely is moving in that direction.
Well, we'll be back right after this. We're going to hold it, you guys. We've got to take a break. We're coming back right after this. I think we'll have Doris for a couple minutes, then we go. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Tony Cannulli. It is Kevin Grimes. But we have got the Miss America winner of 1961 with us. Her name is Doris Wood. She's the most beautiful, classy, gorgeous, fun woman I ever met. And if I were just not married to Denise, I'd be running her down right now. Hello, Doris.
You really know how to greet me. I love you, no wonder.
What's going on?
this is really going to be great because there's three of my favorite people on the show, and I haven't even said hello to Kevin since he got back from his trip. And I know that had to be exciting, and we have scheduled a call recently, and of course I talked to Tony a lot. So I am just so happy to be here. It's a really great start for this holiday season because right now we're right in the midst of Hanukkah, and I want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah and all of us a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year. So that got that out of the way.
So how about Dell and Kate Johnson and Robert Butwin and Bill Gans, all those old cronies of yours, are they still alive and kicking?
All that you mentioned, yes, they sure are, and some of them are on the board, and we could give you lots and lots of reports, but I think that you all have a lot going on right now, and I really appreciate it. I've talked to Tony, of course, quite a bit, and I really, really want to say thanks to Kevin because he has been such a big, big help to us through all of the years. He has been the attorney that we've gone to for many, many things to make the association so much better than it could have been or it was in the past. And he even had a big hand in upgrading our bylaws, so that's good. And, you know, with all that you have been talking about, I really, really feel that MLMA is in a really good position to be behind you and back all of you, not be in front, but to be behind you because you served on the board quite some time ago. I think you were on the board in around 2004. And we have been never missed talking to each other and been to lots of conferences together since then. But MLMIA will be 33 years old in January, and there's no debt that we have. And we were started to do education. And that's one of the big things that I am so pleased that we've gotten back to because Tony has been a big part of the education. And I'm not sure that anybody else knows, but just recently the association itself, now this is not the board, this is just the association itself, has chosen Tony Canuri to be our chief operating officer. So he's the CEO, COO of MLMIA. So, and, you
unbelievable.
Know,
how much money are you paying him?
I have to tell you.
I'm so jealous.
You know what MLM means to me, don't you?
Well,
you
yeah, I know what it means.
Okay, what tell does us. It mean?
That's why I said tell us. I didn't lie.
Making life meaningful.
Yep, that's it.
MLM has always been making life meaningful. And really, with the three of you here today, you know what MLMIA means then, don't you?
Tell us.
Most lovable men in America.
That is so cool. So here's the deal, Doris. We need to put some more light on it. Kevin and Tony have really stepped up. And, you know, it goes in cycles. And I was on the board. Everybody got all a Twitter about the ANMP where I'm also on the board. But that turned into kind of an event deal with a lot less emphasis on education, a lot more emphasis on noise. And that's not saying anything bad about the ANMP. I think they've grown into themselves. But I'll tell you, I think you've got something here, especially with Tony's intellect and the crowd he runs with, where you guys could really make a giant difference and everybody would win. You probably need to get Brooke involved and some deeper thinkers that really, really want to play this game at a high integrity level. And I think the MLMIA could be right back out there on the front row, which is something that I know you have always wanted. And I think you've got the right guy at the helm in Cannulli. So congratulations.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And you know that the board had been very, very actively looking for a new executive director. You know, I wanted to step down for at least the last 5 years, not retire. If you love what you're doing and you love the people you're doing it with, why would you retire? So, but I definitely want to step down from the position and just hold a position on the board, not be in front at all. And we have talked to a couple of people. I don't want to give that out right now. But it really, really looks good. And I particularly am
that is such a total lie. That's okay, hold it. That was one of the biggest lies I've ever heard on radio. Here's the deal. In 2004, that's the same speech she gave us all. So everybody stepped in because they all wanted to be the executive director. And we thought she was going to die at any moment back in 2004. And here it is, 2017. And you're still going with the same speech. And every one of us on this show and everybody knows that you will not let go of these reins until they are throwing dirt upon your head. So confess
that's
to that,
true.
And we'll be.
That is absolutely not true.
Oh my God, Doris, that is so cute. We love you for that. You are the greatest. You've kept it what it is, and that is so beautiful because that's all you. It's the MLMIA is Doris Wood. You are the absolute pioneer and the greatest thing that ever happened. And take that as a huge compliment. But I don't think anybody will ever.
Thank you. But you know what? I really do feel that 60 years is not enough. I have been in the industry 64 years as of this year.
Wow.
And I really did want to retire at 50 years. But we have to have the right person that wants to keep it going, and that's hard to find because we do not have a ton of money. They certainly would get paid, but not the way you could, not the money you can make in network marketing. If you are a leader in the industry today, it's great. I can remember as a distributor in 1964 when my group was the first one as a distributor group that did $1 million in sales, which would be equal to over $10 million today. So,
wow,
and that was with
so
only
exciting.
126 people. So,
wow.
Today, we could pay you what we paid in 1964, but not what you could make today at that level.
Well,
so it has to be somebody that really wants to do it, and I'm really serious.
We agree.
We just need somebody to give me a call. I've had two people, and the board is going to make a decision pretty soon. Anyway,
that's pretty cool. Wait a minute. Have you talked to Rod and Marcy?
I'm sorry?
Have you talked to Rod and Marcy Cook in a long time?
I have not. I've tried to call a couple of times, but they haven't gone through. Marcy and I have always been really, really good friends. And now she was supposed to come after this year and did not.
Shout out.
Did not make it. Because
shout out to both of you. They've been through a lot of tough stuff. Yeah, they're doing a lot better, and I will tell them to call you Doris. But, Tony, you got anything you want to say, or Kevin, before we let her go? But just an unbelievable woman.
I'm sure that Tony and I will, a number of things he'd like to chat
with. As we've been moving down the road, and, of course, I shared this with you, and Kevin Thompson is behind it, and Kevin Grimes is behind it, and Peter Mingles is behind it. And, you know, we're having some conversations right now with several of the insiders in the space on advocacy and shifting into a true advocacy role here, Tom. And Doris came up with an amazing, amazing description of what we're doing. And if you have a minute, you can share that with Tom, what we're doing here, what we're putting together as we relaunch in the MLMIA into the new year, Doris.
I think that Kevin Thompson is the one who came out. I don't know where he made it up, but we all love the word gatekeepers. We wanted something previous to that. But we have a new website. It's called Gatekeepers Watching on the Wall.
Oh, cool.
So I think that that is basically what the three of you and many more behind you and with you are doing to be watchmen on the wall. And but there are a lot of females that also would like to be part of this. So we did it watching rather than watchmen. So
good.
It's gatekeepers watching on the wall. And
we're all
Tony,
over that.
Yes. So right now, it's a done deal. If you look it up, it will default to NLMIA, but shortly, Cody, that's part of his new job, is to get a website up for that.
Wowie. All right. That's cool. Did you put that up, Marianne? Yeah, we just posted that on Facebook. Yeah, gatekeepers watching on the wall. Very cool. Doris, you have a great... All right. Doris, we'll talk. I know you're busy. We love you. Keep up the great work, and we are going to make you proud of us.
I am proud of you anyway.
I love you. All right.
Ask Kevin. He'll tell you what agape love is, and that's what I have for all of you, and you have proven it through the years. And I will be here for you forever. Remember, my Savior and I have an agreement that unless he wants me to come home, I'll be here till I'm 102. So I'm going to be here to make sure you all straighten out this industry and all of the people that want to do what is right for this industry so that it can be there for our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, so that they can have an opportunity to have the freedom that we have always had. To
all right, we got to go. Doris, we have to go. This is a hard break. I love you. Stick around. We'll be back with these guys in a minute.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Chanel, Marianne Niehaus. Marianne.
What?
That's going to be you in just a short amount of time.
It could be, actually.
I was trying to do the math on you.
Yeah.
And you'll be 140. So that'll be
after
cool.
60 years.
Oh, all right, Tony and Kevin, you guys got to finish this show up. She's the greatest woman in the world. I can completely understand why you guys are so enamored with helping her, and God bless you both. Kevin Grimes, your charitable endeavors on your last trip just made my heart sing and really raised your stock with me, too. And it sounds like that's not the only place you do philanthropic work, so... Good on you, buddy. Keep giving back like that. It's going to pay off. So back to you guys. What else? Now, where are we going now? Tony, can we?
Well, and along with what Doris was talking about, one thing that Kevin and I decided that we're going to do here moving forward, you know, we talk about the problems. We talk about the issues like Randy Gage's article. I don't think there's any insider here, Tom, that would disagree with most of, if not all of what he said. But, of course, you know, this whole concept of RIP, MLM, it's dead, it's buried, I don't agree with that. That is not the case at all. You know, we're going through some transition, no question about it. There's some changes coming. But with that being said, it's still the greatest model on the planet for the average person to win. So with that being said, Kevin and I decided let's do shows on best business practices. Like, what does it look like to be in integrity here? What does it look like to have a great business, a great relationship between corporate and the field? And so we're going to be talking about that. We're launching a show here in January under this whole new concept of the rebranding of the MLMIA under the gatekeepers watching on the wall. And we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be showing people what good looks like, because we can teach our kids all day long. We can yell at our kids and say, you're doing this, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, it's bad behavior. But who's going to show them the good behavior? So we got to focus on the good. And I'm really excited that one of the main leaders here of this coalition we're putting together is going to be Larry Thompson, with 50-plus years, one of the few people on the planet that launched a billion-dollar company and knows what that looks like. And his wisdom is second to none in the space. So he's going to be one of the people guiding us on this. And so I'm really excited to do this show with Kevin and talk a little bit more about virtual compliance, because Kevin and I have been working together on virtual compliance for companies, which is so much more important now. So I want to turn it over to Kevin so he can discuss that for a minute.
Okay. Well, thanks. Well, Tom, I think this is going to be near and dear to your heart. You know, one of the things Richard mentioned in his article is, you know, about the fact that so many people who get involved in our industry don't do their due diligence, and not necessarily in our industry, but you know, a lot of folks who get involved in, you know, pyramids and Ponzi schemes just simply don't do their due diligence. Just like, you know, so many people who are getting involved in cryptocurrency don't do their due diligence. A lot of what the SEC chairman's message was about was, folks, you've got to do thermonuclear scorched earth due diligence before you shell out you know, one dime of your hard-earned money. The problem in our industry, though, is, you know, where do people go and how do people do due diligence? You know, we're talking about, you know, the person who, you know, this is their first time in network marketing. How can they find out what's legit and what's not legit? And I submit, while it's not rocket science, I think it's probably challenging, you know, how do we do due diligence? And so that's one of the things that we want to talk about and help, you know, move people up the learning curve so that they can, you know, properly evaluate an opportunity. How do we differentiate, you know, the illegal from the legal? And then as between the legal, how do we differentiate the, you know, the poor and the average from the exceptional? I think that's part of the vision too. But yeah, also highlighting best practices, because there's so much that's right and good that goes on in the industry. And of course, like so much of the, you know, media generally, I mean, there's so much focus on the negative because I guess that's what sells. I guess that's what people like. I love Richard's point about, you know, why are there so many just stupid, mind-numbing, IQ-lowering television shows out there? Because that's what a lot of people want, and that's unfortunate. But but at the same time, I think there's a great opportunity for us to highlight what's going on in terms of best practices, because there's a lot of good stuff out there.
Well, I think it's going to make a big difference. Another thing I want you guys to focus on is all these industry supposed independent consultants that aren't, you know, and they act like they are completely 100%, I don't know what you want to call it, like journalists, whether it's the newsletter writers or the people out there standing on the stage, and the next thing you know, you find out that they've got a secret position over here or there, and they're just feeding their business with their supposedly real, real straight advice. So we've just got to clean it up so the average Joe has a fair chance to make a real good decision. And I think that what you guys are doing in this new thing that you hear from Richard Brook tomorrow about keeping this space cleaner, I think we're going to take two giant strides toward that. And we're going to get all these supposedly non-whatever-affiliated people, we're going to expose them, and I think that's going to make a big difference. And I think it's going to make the industry better. And you
we are going to do that. We're going to expose them. We're going to clear it up. And you know, Tom, all these industry consultants and some of the training systems that you keep seeing out there. Hey, listen, brother. Every industry has its bottom feeders, and we have them too. And so, but you're absolutely right. People need to know where to put their time and where to put their money. Unfortunately, they're not educated, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
All right, everybody, we're out of here. We'll see you all next week. Tony Cannulli, you should have this show. It should be the Tony Cannulli Show. What the heck? I should retire. We all know it. I'm getting old. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.